Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, has made a resounding victory in Nagaland's urban local bodies elections by sweeping 153 seats. BJP won 25 seats, NPF 13, NCP 12, INC 7, 5 each from JDU and NPP, 2 LGP and 56 independent. The State Election Commission, SEC, said a total of 1,84,126 electors constituting 81.66% cast their votes for electing candidates in 214 wards across 24 municipalities that went to the poll on June 26. Out of 278 seats contested, 176 were male candidates and 102 female candidates. Earlier, 64 candidates got elected unopposed. The SEC said, with the election being held successfully with one-third women reservation, this election saw a substantial number of women entering the fray. As a first, out of a total 198 women candidates that participated in the election, a record number of 102 women candidates, including 8 unreserved wards, emerged victorious, marking a significant milestone in the history of elections in the state. Interestingly, the youngest winning candidate and the oldest winning candidate are both females. Zanroni I. Mojri, 22, of BJP from Ward 1 under Bhandari Town Council, was the youngest winner. C. Beule, 71, of NDPP from Ward 6 under Parent Town Council, was the oldest female winner. In terms of vote margin, Yimkumba of NDPP won from Ward 12 under Dimapur Municipal Council with the biggest margin of 3,344 votes over the nearest rival candidate. While the candidates with the narrowest winning margin went to the three NDPP candidates, Temjan Nongsang from Ward 8 under Changtonia Town Council, Kadel Himero from Ward 6 of Futsero Town Council, and Lathaigam Rangmei from Ward 9 under Jalukye Town Council respectively. All the three contesting candidates won their respective seats by a critical margin of a mere one vote. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Rio has extended congratulations to the winning candidates in the ULB elections. Taking to X, Rio said he extends his best wishes as they take on the responsibilities to address civic issues. The Chief Minister expressed confidence that their dedication will lead to positive changes and fulfillment of the public's expectations in their respective wards. And India ended their 11-year wait for the Global Trophy when Rohit Sharma-led Team India clinched the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2024, defeating South Africa by 7 runs in a classic final at Kensington Oval last night. Opting to bat first, Virat Kohli's 76 and Akshar Patel's 47 led India to a strong 176 for 7 in 20 overs, the highest score by any team in the final of a men's T20 World Cup. Chasing the target of 177 runs, South Africa could only score 169 runs, losing 8 cricket with the help of Henrik Claassen's 52 runs. Virat Kohli was declared the Player of the Match award for his fabulous innings. This is India's second T20 World Cup victory after they had won it in 2007 and first since winning the Champions Trophy in 2013. Two of India's great ever cricketers, Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, announced their retirement from T20 International after the side's second T20 World Cup win. While Kohli announced his retirement minutes after the triumph, India captain Rohit Sharma announced it in the official post-match press conference. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have congratulated the Indian team for winning the T20 World Cup 2024. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.